From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey is in shock following the bombing of a wedding ceremony that killed at least 51 people and wounded dozens. Dorian Jones reports.
All through Saturday night, ambulances rushed the wounded to hospitals across Gaziantep. Witnesses say a suicide bomber detonated explosives in a packed street of people dancing and celebrating a wedding. Along with children, the bride and groom are reported to be among the dead in Turkey's worst terror attack this year. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said IS was the chief suspect, accusing the group of targeting Turkey's Kurdish minority and seeking to create ethnic divisions within the country. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Officials say at least 21 people were killed when two suicide car bombs rocked a local government building and a nearby market in the Somalian city of Galkayo. After the first explosion, a second bomber struck as first responders came to the aid of the victims of the first bombing. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Nairobi, Kenya, where he will hold talks with East African foreign ministers on ways to keep South Sudan from sliding into a civil war. Kerry plans to meet with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta before joining the other ministers for talks on how to maintain peace in the world's newest country. The leaders also plan to discuss the situation in Somalia, which is hoping the upcoming parliamentary and presidential elections will bring stability. Brazilian authorities seized the passports of at least six people following a raid on the office of the Irish Olympic team. The authorities are investigating the alleged sale of black market tickets to the Olympics. Phones and computers were also seized. This is VOA News.